11th inning. It's been the inning this year so far.
Yeah, it has so far. You know, Tristan English is 11, and, 11th inning, but great swing by McCann. It's kind of what separates him, makes him different. He's capable of running the ball out of the ballpark anytime he steps in there.
I guess everyone had to feel pretty good, especially the way you finished the top of the inning in the field.
No doubt. I mean, that was, just a great play by Austin. And, not an easy play by any stretch, but he made it great. And, a little freshman we had to put in the game caught the ball at second base. So it was good just to get out of the inning because, the guy put a good swing on it.
Had to feel nice probably to get McCann a little something to show for it, given that he hit the ball really hard twice and had nothing to show. So, I asked Tristan about it, feeling a little bit inevitable that he was going to come through eventually.
No doubt, And, just like I said, he's capable of hitting home runs at about any time. And, got a fastball and didn't miss it. And the ball wasn't carrying today. Usually carries pretty good in this park. It wasn't. But that one carried for sure.
Great job by Jonathan Hughes to get you where you were able to take it into extra innings.
No question. He did a tremendous job. Tristan did a tremendous job. So that's, I'm looking at it, 5.2 innings, no runs, and only one walk. So it was good.
Certainly with it being such a key, that the pitching depth you have this year being such a key, this has to be the type of game that kind of showcases that. The quality never really wavered even once you got in the bullpen a little bit.
Now, all four of those guys that we ran out there are very good. Bartnicki's still getting his feet wet, but I had no problem with him. It was just more they had a righty coming and felt like he had just walked a guy, so put Hughes in there to kind of try to settle it. But we do have more depth, and we're going to need it. And they pitched really well too. I mean, that was one of those games it's tough for anybody to lose, but both their guys, it really impressed me as well.
Tristan mentioned that the team is feeling pretty good knowing that Connor is going to be out there on the mound tomorrow. Is that sort of the way you feel?
Well, he's been very consistent. I think that's the one thing about him, and he's still got to go do it tomorrow. But he's been a consistent guy keeping us in games, and, so we'll hope he's got his A game again tomorrow.
Luke, what was that he did?
He kind of, just twisted his knee. They're going to look at him again in the morning. He walked into the locker room. So it would probably just be how much it swells, what he feels like tomorrow. And, the doctors looked at him. They don't think there's anything wrong with his ACL. So we'll kind of hope for the best there and just hope that, it's nothing major and we can get him back in there. But if I had to guess, I'd guess he's probably out tomorrow, but we'll just see how he feels in the morning. He's tough cookie, so he'll be begging to play if he thinks he can.
You've got a lot of guys like that.
I hope so. You look at this game, so we had Webb that went in and played first, Barron played first, Charlie Benson had to go play second, and, so feel like we have some depth, but, you hope. Waddell's a really good player. You just hope he's not out very long if he's out.
Speaking of depth, what does the bullpen look like moving forward?
So we're still looking at, Rodig and Willingham, Gibson. So those would probably be the three tomorrow. If we needed a lefty, we'd probably go Shira. So we're still in pretty good shape. I don't see any scenario where Hughes and English pitch tomorrow. Bartnicki could come back and throw tomorrow if we needed him.
At the risk of reading too much just into one game, I'm curious what mental benefit for a team a win like this brings, not just the quality of the opponent, but also the way the game went. It was kind of a long game. You have to stay focused over 3.5 hours and to win it in that type of way.
I think it just gives you confidence. It's two times in a row against two really good teams that we have walked off, and I think that breeds a lot of confidence that, hey, we can do it, that we can play against a really good team. UCLA is a really good team, and I kind of thought West Virginia was as well. So it just gives you confidence that we can hang in there against, arguably the best. I mean, they're really good.
Some of the early talk with UCLA has talked about how this kind of isn't a classic UCLA pitching staff, but there's times where Zach Pettway could convince you otherwise that this is the same UCLA they've always been.
He started out hot, then we kind of got him a little bit, and I'm thinking, okay, we might knock him out. But But then he settled in and started throwing all his pitches for strikes, kept the ball down. And then Morris, same way. He's got some strikeout stuff. You know, doesn't overpower you at this fastball, but his slider and his changeup are plus-plus.
Anything else, guys?
All right. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.